Sometimes when Albie does that, I have to say, is that program, is that over the air, or is that just for me? He said, yes.
Yeah.
Meaning both.
Yeah.
So what am I knowing about? Nothing. I'm all knowing. All right, so good show for you today. Let's get it. Telephone number is toll free. Let me start you off with that because we have an open phone first hour. I know I make that point pretty frequently, but it's an open phone first hour. Take advantage of it. It's for you. I do it for you, not for me. I do it for you. 1-800-636-8686. Get up in here. Lakers, done. Where do they go from here? Denver advances. Lots of NBA to talk about. 1-800-636-8686. Do I need to do everything for you? Pick up the phone, hit me up, let me know what your take is. Have a take, don't suck. Go right to the front. Again, toll free, 1-800-636-8686. You can also hit me up on the X platform at Jim Rome. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. So changing up today, some different things. Top of hour number two. I've got the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals, Monty Austinfort. First time he's been on the program. Looking forward to that. They had a really nice draft. Coming up in the last segment of the program. Not ideal, but better late than never. Hey, Bella, I know you love when I talk hockey.
I love when you talk hockey.
I know this. The Rupper, Mike Rupp. NHL Network analyst, former NHL player, joins me at 11:40. So, Monty Austinfort, Mike Rupp, and who knows what other surprises between now and then. What I do know is you should get up in here right now. Once again, we are preparing. Thank you, Bella. We are preparing for our launch on X. We are getting closer. I can feel it. So what I'm saying to you is, while I'm preparing for that, you should be preparing for that. Get your reps in now. Start calling the program. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. Laker fan, let me start with you. Well, Car Flag Nation, you can't say that I didn't warn you. And you can't say that I didn't warn the ham. The ham said it. The ham said he wanted all that smoke. Well, the ham wanted his smoke. The ham got his smoke. And it was all pretty predictable, right? But I can give the Lake Show this much. At least they made it somewhat interesting, somewhat competitive. I mean, I guess LeCap can talk all he wants about not being in it for participation trophies. Except that's what they were in it for. Good job. Good effort. Good job. Good effort. You see, Car Flaggers, you see, I'm not just a hater. And never mind that you are in it for participation trophies, or you would not have hung that banner for winning the Eden season tournament. That's the ultimate participation trophy, because it doesn't mean jack, yet there it was, hanging from the rafters. So don't tell me that. Anyway, Car Flaggers, I'm not a hater. I'm an LA native. How can I be a hater? Just because I don't have car flags affixed to my luxury sled does not mean that I can't be objective. Does not mean that I can't be fair. The Lake Show did everything it could last night to avoid the inevitable. It's just that the inevitable.
Inevitable.
Was, well, inevitable.
Inevitable.
That's the funniest thing about the inevitable. It's inevitable.
Inevitable. Inevitable.
Did I not say the Lakers would lose in five? That was inevitable.
Inevitable.
Anyway, yes, they did lead for a bunch of the series. Yes, they did blow some double-digit leads. Yes, they did play Denver pretty tough for most of that series. They played them tough for chunks of the series, just not in any parts of the series that counted the most. In the end, the ham was always going ham. And street clothes was always going to street clothes. And at the worst possible time. And LeBag, as amazing as he somehow still is on the floor, and he is, except when he gasses out late, but can you blame him? As amazing as LeBag is on the floor, he was always going to LeBag it up. And of course, maybe most importantly of all, there was always going to be a fall guy. And that fall guy was always going to be the smoked ham. Like, I hate that this guy's not going to be around. I love having this guy around. Why? Because I'm not all about Team Lakers, but I'm all about team content. I love smoked ham. Believe me, I would give this guy a lifetime contract to be the head coach of team content. I just roll that thing over every year with raises. No, I don't want him coaching my NBA team, but I want him coaching my team content team for life, for life. So I hate that smoked ham, according to all sorts of reports and speculation, is not going to survive this because they need a fall guy. So if that's the case, one, it sucks. Two, you can now call smoked ham cooked ham, or canned ham, or burnt ham, or grilled ham, or scorched ham, or charred ham, or fat ham, or canned ham. All are accurate. All work, allegedly. I mean, essentially, if you're getting ready for work this morning and your name is Ham, you better have that bald dome on a swivel. And look, I'm not here to pile on the man. In fact, I'm here to take up for the man. I don't want him going anywhere. I love him in L.A. I just don't want to take any credit from Denver. So let me give them some credit right now, starting with that cold-blooded, dead-eye closer, Jamal Murray. They tried to sit this dude down last night. They tried to tell him to rest his bum calf, that they were going to need him, that it wasn't worth the risk. And that's understandable. I could see whereby they would try to protect this guy from himself. But I do respect the hell out of Jamal for refusing to take no for an answer. And he didn't just play 41 minutes on that bum calf. He balled the hell out on that bum calf for 41 minutes. And then when it came time to stick the dagger all the way in again, you knew this dude would not flinch.
High right side is Jamal Murray. 9 on the shot clock. Denver looking for a game winner. Murray has it on the high right side. High pick from Jokic. Murray, jumper from 8. Got it again! 3.6 seconds left for the Lakers. LeBron over to Prince. Jumper's no good at the horn. And the LA Lakers can take that L on the way out. Along with that whistle, Denver takes care of La La Land for the second game in a row.
Nuggets Radio, you take that L along with that whistle. So not one, but two daggers in that series. If Jamal Murray's not careful, he's going to start getting prank phone calls like, yo, Jamal, can you hear me, Jamal? Can you hear me? Remember when you played for the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Did you kill the Lakers?
Can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah, remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill
the Walsh? Lakers?
Oh.
Jamal's like, yes. Yes, I did. I stabbed them repeatedly. Like Oge. Anyway, I'm not going to say that Denver is unbeatable. I'm not saying that. In fact, what I will say is I was disappointed in the way they started that game. In fact, I was disappointed in the way they played for much of Game 6. But it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And in the end, Denver closed like the champs they are. Jamal and the Nuggets closed like grizzled, experienced winners. And the Lake Show closed like, well, the Lake Show. The Lakers closed that game like they couldn't wait to get to the good part of the season. You know, the off-season part of the season. The bags, true specialty. Man, you know he could not wait. Once he realized, all right, we're not going to win. All right, we're not going to advance. All right, cool. Cool. Now let me start my season. Hey, listen, I can't say it enough. LeBron was amazing in these games. And again last night. And it is pretty incredible that he can do what he can still do on the floor at age 39. Nobody can say otherwise. No matter what you say about this guy, no matter what you say about that team, nobody can say otherwise. It is insane what this guy can still do at 39. how dominant, how strong, especially going to the rack, that this guy is. I want to be so clear about that. However, it's also undeniable that he is remarkably baggy as soon as the buzzer hits. First, the bag pieces out on the Nuggets right at the buzzer. No handshakes, no respect, no bro hugs, no congratulations, no well done, fellas, for kicking our asses 8 out of 9 playoff games and sending us off to Cabo the last 2 years in a row. Again, in other words, no class. Even AD hung around. Yeah, nobody likes to. You just do it. It's the right thing to do. And then, you know, if there's drama to be manufactured in the postgame, then LeBag is going to go way out of his way to manufacture that drama. That's how he got the gloss LeBag in the first place. You knew LeBag couldn't help but LeBag it all up after the series and make it all about his uncertain future rather than the very certain failure that we all watched. I don't know if you picked up on that. Let me repeat that for you. You knew he would make it about his uncertain future rather than the very certain failure that we all just watched. You just knew he was going to do something like this. It wasn't a question of if, it was a matter of when.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
And then he walked off. What a mic drop. How dramatic. No! How come those morons in Cleveland didn't just pipe in with, "Please stay, LeBron"? I mean, come on. You know what I hate? Like, the media will say, "We're just doing our job." Man, don't give him that question. Because you know what he's going to do with it. He's going to bag it up, make it about him, get all dramatic with it. Dangle everybody off the LeBag cliff heading into the offseason. And now this is what we have to deal with. This isn't cool. This isn't fun. This isn't dramatic. And it's nothing we haven't seen anyway for the last, I don't know, 21 years of his career. And of course, thanks, Albie. Of course, everybody took that bait, hook, line, and sinker. And of course, all anybody is talking about this morning is LeCap's future. Cue the predictable article in The Athletic this morning, basically explaining that the Lakers are desperate to keep LeGM. So desperate that they're even considering drafting Bronny to appease LeGM. Yet that didn't take very long. I wonder exactly how that works. Does LeGM leak this stuff directly? Or does LeGM instruct his assistant, Rob Lopelinka, to leak it?
Rob Pastinka.
Does LeGM... Hey, V, where are you? I'm halfway through the opener. More, V. Why are you not on hold? Win or lose, V, you should be up in here. And lose you did, as you knew you would. But how does that play out? Does LeGM instruct Rob Lopelinka to do it? Does LeGM let the Laker brain trust know in advance that he will be using his powers as LeGM to select his own kid? Great plan, Lake Show. You're clearly not good enough in back-to-back seasons. You can keep telling yourself you're a top four team, except the results this year would tell you otherwise. But go ahead. Draft a player who clearly is not ready to play in the league to appease his old man who will be 40 next year. What could go wrong? According to reports, the Lakers are prepared. They're desperate to keep this guy, and they are prepared to offer him a max 3-year deal. Of course, he's got that major option next year worth over $51 million. And he wants everybody to know he doesn't know what he's going to do. I'll tell you what he's not going to do. He's not going to retire. And I find it pretty hard to believe that he's going to bounce from L.A. But we've seen him do it before. He left Miami. He left Cleveland. He left Cleveland a second time. So we'll see. Something tells me, though, he's not going anywhere. If the Lakers are desperate enough to keep him, that they'll even take Bronny. I'll do you one better. I'll bet you they're not the only team willing to do it. I'll bet you you could find another team in the association that would take the two of them as a package deal. I bet that. Just as I can guarantee there is a whole lot more bagginess coming from there than what we got last night. Except I don't want to spend every hour of every day on bag watch like other entities will. So rather than spend a ton of time on that, let me shout out Denver one more time. My dude Michael Malone, way to coach the other dude right out of his job. Michael Malone went way out of his way after the game to show some class and say, let me tell you about Darvin Ham. What a class guy. What a great coach. That's not an easy job. He did a great job. Great dude. Class act. Not an easy job. He did his best to pick up a guy that he assuredly knows he just got fired. Except Michael Malone didn't get him fired all by himself. Smoked Ham helped get himself fired. It hasn't happened yet, but it will. They'll let him twist for a while before they break him off. Jamal Murray, way to be that stone cold clutch killer. Yo, Joker, way to be a Joker, even if it was a bit of a struggle last night. How about Michael Porter Jr.? Keeping them in that thing. Seemingly stepping up and hitting every big shot they needed. But, and not just last night, throughout the entire series, Jonte's bro was getting it done. That's some family, yo. That is some kind of family. I want to hang out with them. Also, I feel like I should take this opportunity, if in fact it's true, to wish the very best to Chard Ham. I don't know how long he has left in this job, but Burnt Ham certainly seemed to know that he was canned ham after that game last night.
It's been a hell of a 2 years, though, I tell you that. Sitting in this seat, it's been a hell of a 2 years. A lot of good things that got done, but ultimately, you want to win that ultimate prize. I know what that feels like. I had that feeling a couple of times. So you want to do everything in your power to not to prevent, to continue to feel this feeling we're feeling now, the feeling of defeat.
Does that not sound like a dude who knows his time is up? And when you talk about the ultimate prize, do you mean the ears in-season tournament? Wasn't that the ultimate prize? I thought that it was because you have a banner hanging. Didn't they commission a statue to go out front too for the in-season trophy? Yeah, so the Ham's got to be a goner, which I hate, but he knows it. And it has been a hell of a 2 years. He is right about that. A hell of a 2 years with a hell of a lot of underachieving. A hell of a 2 years of getting wiped out in the postseason by the Nuggets. A hell of a 2 years of LeBag absolutely LeBagging it up. And it goes without saying, the incredible baggery is only now beginning. And you know that LeBag is going to love every last second of it. Making it about himself, stringing everybody out as to whether or not he's coming or going or retiring. Or whether Bronny is, quote, the kid or the young man. Because when it comes to that sort of baggery, there is no debate. When it comes to hoops, we can debate the GOAT. LeBron, Mike, Bill Russell, Mamba, if you wish. But when it comes to this sort of baggery, there is no debate. He is the absolute GOAT when it comes to that. I mean, it's been 21 years. Do you really think, can this really be the last press conference of your bagginess, LeCap?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh, okay. Let me try another one. Did you order Jeannie and Rob to move the team out of the Western Conference so you will no longer have to deal with Ant-Man, SGA, Jokic, Wemby, and Jaw?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh. All right. It's my job to stay in the fight. I'll keep trying. Instead of telling everybody in the front office what to do, why don't you just tell Jamal Murray enough is enough and get the hell off of us?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh. All right. How about this? Are you still pissed with the replay center even after they gifted you an overturn last night?
I'm not going to answer that.
You're not? You have no comment on the marginal contact on that play?
I'm not going to answer that.
You're going to ignore the mugging all the way down the lane and just act like AD got nothing but ball?
I'm not going to answer that.
He didn't foul him. He didn't get all ball. If you ignore the 7 times he fouled him on the way to the rack.
I'm not going to answer that.
All right, fine. I won't belabor it. What about D'Lo eating snacks and checking on his Discord account during halftime of this game, too? What's your reaction to that?
I'm not going to answer that.
Well, bro, now you got nothing to say? How about when Darvin Ham said, we want all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fades? Remember that?
We want all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fades.
Let me ask you this. When he said that, did all of you in the locker room actually hear, we want all the banana boats and we ain't flying with no upgrades?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
Appreciate what? Now you're done. I feel badly for the Ham.
The LA Lakers can take that L.
I mean, he didn't do enough to keep that job.
Along with that whistle.
Along with that whistle. La La Land blast, a whistle blast. Just the vitriol, the venom, all the old LA cliches. La La Land, plastic, Botox faced, La La Land. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, you fake plastic La La Landers. At least it's not personal. Dude, I don't even think any of the players hate anything about LA as much as that guy does. Anyway, back to the Ham. La La Land. I don't know. I thought nobody hated La La Land more than Frisco fan. But I think Denver announcer might. Listen, as far as the Ham goes, look, the dude is smoked. There's no way they bring this guy back. They underachieved under him this season. The players clearly don't buy in and haven't for quite some time. He obviously does not do enough or get enough out of them to justify bringing him back. The players realized at one point they were better off coaching themselves than listening to the Ham. The question then becomes, if the Ham is on his way out, and it appears he is, who do you get to replace the Ham? Who do you get to replace the Ham? Well, not Frank Vogel. He'll be on the way out. That makes sense. Better question. Who will LaCap hire to be his next fall guy? I mean, Braun, why not just coach the team yourself? You already do. Why not? He's like Bill Belichick with all the power and authority and autonomy, but he still plays. That'd be like Bill Belichick with the Patriots. Like, I make all the calls. I make every decision in this facility, and I play quarterback. LeBron, that could be you. You could coach. You could GM. You can play 40 minutes a night. You could be LeBron, LeCoach, LeGM, LeBag, LeCap. You could draft your own kid. I mean, you're already doing most of those things anyway. Why not make it official? 1-800-636-8686. Yeah, I know that was a lot. I know that was a lot. But you know why that was a lot? Because that was a lot.
La La Land.
Hey, La La Land.
La La Land.
Even though you're just moments away from where I'm sitting. Hey, La La Land.
La La Land.
Reaction, reaction. Now what?
Can take that. Along with that whistle.
All right, OKC, I've not forgotten about you. You'll get your flowers.
OKC.
Got some more thoughts on the NFL draft. Have you seen the speculation that the Giants were looking to move up? The New York Giants looking to move up. Now, why would they do that? Oh, I know. They need a quarterback. Except that's not what they're saying. They're not saying that they were looking to move up to get a quarterback. They're saying they were looking, reportedly, looking to move up to get Joe Alt. Because that makes so much sense. Why don't we move up, give up some really important draft capital, like maybe a one, to get a guy to protect bug-eyed Danny Turnovers? So then you lose your one next year, which means you're effectively stuck with bug-eyed Turnovers a couple of more years. Oh, okay, G-Man. I'll buy that. And by all buy that, I mean I'll call bullcrap on that. Hit me up. Open phones. Hour number one. Sorry, not sorry that went so long. 1-800-636-8686. Get your vehicle looking its best inside and out with Grios Garage Appearance Products. And you can save right now in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Celebrate Clean Car Month and save $5 right now when you buy any two Grios Garage Appearance Products. You can choose from all-in-one wax, headlight cleaner, interior cleaner, and more. The professional parts people can recommend all the cleaning supplies that you need for your vehicle during Clean Car Month at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So I'm seeing some good reaction. I like it. And some good telephone calls. Really quickly, D. Cook 406. Lakers lose. Good. Maybe we can stop talking about La Cabo for a few days. Tired of this flop job. He can vacate for a few days before Le GM fires the coach and becomes Le Coach. It's not what he wants to do. It's not what he's saying. He did what he does last night. He bagged it up. Then say he's going to go away for a few days, spend some time with the fam, get his body right, get ready for the Olympics, because that's what he needs, more miles on that tread. I am curious, though, who do you think is next in line? Who would be the next fall guy for the GM to hire as the coach of the Lakers? I mean that truly and sincerely. Who do you think is next in line? Hey, Laker fan, who would you like to be next in line? And I'll tell you whether or not I think that that person would sign up for that job. At this point, who wants to sign up to be a mouthpiece for the GM? So we'll talk more about that, too. Here's one more. Hey, Rome, we're putting together a group to sing a parody of Randy Newman's I Love LA to be I Love LeBron in a pathetic attempt to keep LeBron in a Lakers jersey. Will you be joining us? Regards, Steve Hartman, Stu Lance, Rogers Lodge, Dallas Reigns, Johnny Mountain, and others to join. Signed, JP in Riverside. Unwar LeBron's next decision taking over the next 5 months. Oh, it will. It will. What, Fritz Coleman would not return your phone call? Don't also forget about some really D-list level reality programmers. It can't just be about weather people and talking heads. And by the way, how do you do Rogers Lodge like that? Don't you dare do Mr. Forum like that.
He should basically renege his Patriot membership. Mike, I mean, I don't know. Come on, go ahead.
You Rob. Take it easy for a second. Let Mr. Forum handle this question. All right, hey, this
let
is
Mr. Forum handle everything, every question. Rogers Lodge. You keep Rogers Lodge out your mouth, JP. Hey, you know what? I'd say who's not feeling real good this morning. Probably the ham. How could he be feeling good? Now, the importance of feeling good is it affects everything, right? Thank you, Avi. It affects everything, and then when you're feeling good, you get the true experience of life. Relief Factor understands that. Relief Factor is helping you feel better in your everyday life because Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. 100% drug-free, Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. I think a lot of you suffer from occasional pain, and maybe it's in your neck or your back or your joint, or maybe some muscle pain. Relief Factor knows this and can help you feel better. In fact, Relief Factor does not just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it. Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. I'm not going to lie. I've got some inflammation. So I started to use Relief Factor. They sent it to me, and I tried it. And it works. And I use it every single day. You should try it yourself, because you'll know in 3 weeks or less if it's going to work, because you'll feel that difference all day, every day. Relief Factor isn't simply about fefeeling better. It's about living better, living the life that you want to live, doing the activities that you love. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your very first order, 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Here is a sports update for you. Andrew Bogish, take it away.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
So, one quick note, and then we go right to the calls. Jamie in Green Bay, quote, on the bright side, LeBron has today off to enjoy Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday!
He does have that. All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. We go to Tucson first. Rob, good to have you. Rob, what's going on?
Jim, hello.
Rob, hello.
Perpetual, pervasive LeBron apologist here. But the barrage of bums that became the Lakers' less than bountiful lineup is bewildering. Dilapidated Davis disappears as D'Angelo disappoints. A determined LeBron delves deeper into a dismay of disillusionment. Hit the jumper, Hachimoron. There's no one on the screen. I'm out.
That was odd. That was weird. Dude, my man's all about the alliteration. He's all about two things, LeBron and the alliteration. And big words. Hachimoron. I don't know. I saw Hachimoron flash to the basket last night and get a big finish. Quote, Hachimoron was one of those guys trying to make the point that you know what they have that we don't have? Consistency, experience. Well, you know what part of the problem with that is? Hachimoron. It's not only injury, but it's those substitution patterns employed by smoked ham. Hard to get any kind of consistency and continuity when he's benching guys and putting together all these whack rotation patterns that make no sense whatsoever. I got to say this about smoked ham. He didn't do himself any favors at all by never owning anything at all. You ever notice the guy had an excuse for almost everything? It was never on him. It was never on his coaching staff. It was always about, yeah, well, we're not playing well enough, or we're not healthy enough, or not healthy enough. Let's talk about health. AD played more games than he's played like ever. LeBron was over the 70-game number. You had your big two playing plenty of games. So I don't know that it's about that. I think it's got a lot more to do with you not really being very good at your job. Ham, you're a good dude. you're a guy who had a nice career. You're a guy who paid his dues, and you were a guy who was completely over his head, even if you did lead them to the conference finals last year. You're in over your head. You got turned inside out by a much better coach here. And I think worst of all, most damaging of all, is the fact that you own nothing. It was never on you. It was never on you. And I have to say, I don't even think you showed great common sense. Now, AD may have been out of line to take that run at you mid-series the way he did. We said, you know what? A lot of times we don't even know what we're doing on either side of the floor. I don't know that you digging in and saying, I agree to disagree. My staff is brilliant. No, it's not. Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks that. Not you, not your players, not the rest of the league. Yeah, I'm sure that did sting to have the face of the franchise say, dang, like, there are times where we don't know what the hell we're doing on either end of the floor.
We have stretches where we just don't know what we're doing on both ends of the floor. And those are the ones that cost us. So.
Yeah, I'm going to say that stinks. I have never seen a star player lay out a head coach like that in a big moment. I've never seen a star player lay out a head coach like that ever. Ever. There are stretches where we don't know what the hell we're doing on either end of the floor. Greatest indictment ever against Smoked Ham. And yeah, Smoked Ham is prideful. And probably that did hurt. But I'm just saying, him digging in and saying, well, I guess we'll agree or disagree. Yeah, well, nobody believes you, Smoked Ham. I never thought I'd say this. AD's right. There were lots of stretches where you appeared to not know what the hell you were doing on either end of the floor. So the thing is, they may like you. I can't even confirm that. They may like you, but you still have to actually do the job. You still have to actually make adjustments. You still have to actually have substitution patterns that make sense. You still have to actually draw plays up coming out of timeouts. You have to, I don't know, how do I put this? Coach, lead, motivate, get their buy-in, get their respect. I don't think you have any of that. Maybe some respect for what you accomplished as a player. But if the face of the franchise is saying mid-series, we don't know what the hell we're doing, that is the all-time indictment of that coach. How do you bring that guy back? You don't. You don't. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Jimmy in NC. Good to have you, Jimmy. What's going on?
Yo, Rome, hope you're doing well today. I know you're talking about who's going to be the next coach of the Lakers since Smoked Ham is about to be canned ham and be sent to Milwaukee for a lot of ham and feta cheese sandwiches with the Greek Freak. But it's going to be our good friend, LeBron's newest best friend, J.J. Redick. They started this silly little podcast where they literally talk about how they invented the jump shot and the pick and roll. He's been interviewing in Charlotte. Again, they're best friends, so why wouldn't they do it? With the whole podcast situation, it's been setting it up to show how smart JJ is so Le GM can bring him in to basically do whatever Le GM tells him to do on and off the floor.
I'll tell you what, my man, I'll rock that phone call. That's a very interesting theory.
Rack him!
So that's not the first we've heard that JJ Redick might be interested in coaching, might be a coaching candidate. If you watch him, or even if you listen to him when he was a player, I'd even make the argument, I'm not going to make the comp of, hey, you know what? He's a sharpshooter. Steve Kerr is a sharpshooter. They're both bright. If Kerr can do it, Redick can do it. I'm not going to say that. But I will say this. I interviewed Steve Kerr frequently when he played. I'm not going to say that I interviewed Redick frequently when he played, but I did interview him. But when I used to interview Steve Kerr as a player, I was always blown away. And again, this is long before the advent of social media and podcasts. So players did not have a forum. Their forum was coming on shows like this. Their forum was showing up on ESPN. Their forum was talking to beat reporters. So that's where you got to know them. I was always blown away by how sharp Steve Kerr was, by how thoughtful Steve Kerr was. This is a different guy, very, very clearly. So there was no doubt in my mind. And then we went on to become a broadcaster. You could tell, again, this was a very different dude. Very, very smart. Very bright. He also got to play for two of the greatest coaches ever, Phillip and Pop. So it's all right there. When you're brighter than most people, you're more insightful than most people, you've got a better understanding of how to deal with people, you've got the pedigree as a player, a fistful of jewelry, that makes sense. You know, Redick in that sense might be like Kerr Light, Steve Kerr Light. I think Redick has got a nice basketball mind. I think that he's not afraid. I think that he could be a good head coach. But there's being a good head coach, and then there's trying to coach the LeBron-led Lakers and a LeBron-led Lakers in LeBron's year 40 with AD being the guy to hand the torch to. I mean, ordinarily back in the day, you'd think Lakers, best job in basketball, maybe the best job in sports. Can't say that anymore. You haven't been able to say that for a while. And not with LeBron actually coaching the team and GMing the team and telling ownership what to do. And I like J.J. Redick a lot, but do you want a guy in that spot who's never coached at all? That's a big ask, even for a guy that bright and that pedigreed. Laker fan, reaction.